We watched and waited for several moments. He didn't return. "That doesn't look right," I said, feeling an uneasiness growing inside. "Should we tell the watch?" I scanned the camp and spotted on the far opposite side the tiny fire of the watch and two men poking it with sticks. Amar slung his bag over his shoulder and estimated the possibilities. "Extinguish the lamp. Let's take the long way back to camp," and led me west along the ridge leading toward the disappearance of the stranger. It was easy in the bright moonlight to step over rocks, hug the ridge past the silver-lighted rocks and stubby desert plants. Several minutes later, after creeping through shadow and dark, Amar reached out his arm to stop me. "Silence," he whispered, and pushed me into the black shadow of a formation. He pointed to the far slope of a hill below us, hidden from the camp but bathed in the full light of the moon. Some 200 paces below, I could see a small group of figures standing in a small circle, talking. I counted 7 camels kneeling and 5 men standing. There was no fire or tent. "Who is that?" I whispered.
"It's not good, whoever it is," Amar answered.
We watched a few moments longer as the figures conversed, and one handed off something to another, while one pointed to the east with a broad sweep of his arm.
"Now, listen carefully, Bassam," Amar whispered. "If this is what I think it is, we must capture those men, all of them."
He looked back to camp.
"There is the watch. I want you to run carefully, leave your sword with me, and run carefully down this hill. But be careful, it's steep, and hurry as fast as you can to the watch. We don't want to scare them off into the dark. We'd never find them. Tell the watch what we've seen, and that Amar wants them to circle around. Hurry."
I obeyed and stood to free the sword from my belt. Handing it to Amar, I turned to find the best way down the hill. Suddenly, from the corner of my eye, a moving shadow caught my attention and I turned to see. At that exact same moment, a black-shrouded figure stood up from his crouching place behind the formation and came around silently, like a violent cloud, directly at me. Amar was 3 paces away and turned just in time to see the attacker leap. In my panic, I saw only one thing, a long, sharp knife flashing in the moonlight and pointed directly at me.
"Amar!"
I screamed, turning in vain to avoid the shrouded shape, but the stranger fell into me, knocking me off my feet, and the 2 of us went right down the slope. He was shouting. I was calling for Amar as we tumbled and turned in a great blanket of black dust, head over heels, until we stopped with a heavy thud at the bottom in a heap of choking dust and pain. I immediately rolled to my knees and tried to get up. I felt dizzy and dazed, and suddenly noticed a terrible searing pain spreading through my right shoulder. I could hardly breathe and couldn't move my arm. The attacker lay there close to me, slower in getting up. All I could think to do was stagger in the direction of the camp, shouting,
"Help! Help! Help, Amar! Somebody help!"
Fortunately, my alarm roused those nearest me, and the men of the watch stood quickly, looking in our direction. I could hardly take one step in front of the other as pain rushed through my shoulder and across my chest. I felt like I was going to pass out. I called again, limping and dragging myself toward camp.
"Help! Help! Help, Amar!"
My attacker jumped to his feet and took a step toward me, but quickly stopped to feel about for his knife in the dark. Failing to find it, he turned and hurried to climb up the sliding sands of the rocky slope toward Amar. I could not see the brawl that took place up the hill in the silvery moonlight, but I heard more shouting. Several dozen men with swords unsheathed raced past me, shouting and attacking the hill to come to Amar's aid. I was just ready to turn around myself when the familiar voice of Malik ordered me to stop.
"Bassam, you're bleeding. Sit here," Malik snapped. "On the ground. Lie down," he ordered.
"No, Amar. He is up there. Go help him. I'm all right."
Malik grabbed my arm and I cried out in pain. I took a few more steps and then quite suddenly, my world spun darkly into circles and all went black. I collapsed into the arms of another.